Having just completed the epiclesis, the calling down of the Holy Spirit of God upon the bread and wine upon the altar, I continued with the prayerful recitation the words of the institution narrative of Eucharistic Prayer 2, the words of Jesus at the time of the Last Supper, when I suddenly began to feel sick. I first felt nauseous, then a cold and clammy sweat ensued, followed by lightheadedness, a tightness in my chest, a pain down my left arm, and a bit of shortness of breath. The thought that I might be having a heart attack crossed my mind, but, of course, I didn't dwell on it. Anyway, how could it be? A man of almost 35 years of age could not be experiencing a cardiac event of such magnitude. "It's simply the flu," I concluded, and continued with the words of consecration. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread. "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood. It will be shed for you. Do this in memory of me." Eucharistic Prayer 2. I finished celebrating Mass and stayed to greet and visit with the gathered community of faith. I remained in church to spend time with the choir in rehearsal thereafter, all the while thinking about what my mom would do for us as kids when one of us was sick with the flu. This provided me a deep sense of comfort and security as I anticipated going home to the rectory for the evening. I would put on my flannel pajamas and lie down on the couch in the living room to watch television with either a bowl of Jell-O or ice cream. Mom's medicine awaited me. I knew that I wasn't feeling well, but no one else seemed to be aware of my apparent dilemma. I guess I was holding it all together pretty well at the time. And so, having made my way to the rectory, and donned with pajamas and trash can in hand, after all, I had the flu, I made myself comfortable on the living room sofa with my bowl of ice cream. I turned on the television, sat down, and enjoyed my ice cream, all the while anticipating a good and long sleep-filled night, with thoughts of waking up in the morning feeling refreshed and in good health. Much to my surprise and dismay, having only slept for a brief time, perhaps an hour or so, I suddenly awoke with the realization that I was having extreme difficulty breathing. I could barely draw a breath. This got my full and immediate attention, and I said out loud to myself as I was walking to my bedroom to change clothes to go to the hospital, "This is a heart attack." Prior to changing clothes, I called a young couple that lived close by. Actually, this couple led the choir rehearsal earlier in the evening. "Would you please come to the rectory and drive me to the emergency room? I think I need to see a doctor." "Yes, of course, Father. We'll be right there," came the response. And I added, "Take your time. Don't hurry. I need to get dressed." Could it be my time to join Mom in heaven? Was the question I asked myself as I walked toward the bedroom to change from my pajamas into my clergy suit.